Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Appreciate you guys, and we have a lot of work to do. Please attach yourself to grassroots groups of interest to you. Take the time, because if we don't become involved as a nation at the grassroots level, if we don't make this direct, not indirect, democracy, we're going to lose our country altogether. We've got a 4-year reprieve. And really, if you look at control of the House and Senate, you've got a 2-year reprieve. So please share this far and wide. We've got to wake people up. We've got to press the urgency of becoming involved. And part of becoming involved is cleansing ourselves of the hedonistic ways that have overtaken our country, as represented by Sean Diddy. Yeah, this is really, really bad. And it's really beginning to surface as the permeating element in Hollywood. And where Hollywood is found, politicians aren't far behind. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. In the time leading up to the inauguration, hopefully we're going to get that far. I think we can expect to have more unraveling of our financial system, as the left will try to burn down this country since they can't control it. They were in a slow burn demise where they'd eventually take over with Bolshevik communist means with satanic overtones that we've described quite clearly. Well, like cutting the genitals off of kids. Well, we are now entering a time where I think your assets are in the greatest danger they've ever been in. Your nest egg is. If your retirement's attached to the bank, as I've said many times, the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says you're in second place, you're an unsecured creditor, the bank is in first place, they can take your money, they can take your attached retirement. Well, Noble Gold can fix that. They can extricate your retirement, control the bank, put it under your control, and back it with an appreciating asset, gold or silver, IRAs, 401ks. This is here for your taking, for your protection. I don't know how long you have, but I do expect the attack on the money supply to not stay the same and progress like it is. I think it's going to hasten. They want to burn it down. Don't let them take what you've worked so hard to protect. Now, Noble Gold would want me to tell you this. The federal government wants me to tell you this. Anytime you deal in any kind of investment, there's an inherent risk, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. We give that warning in good faith. We should be warning people about what the banks can do to you as well, but nonetheless, we do offer the warning. Now, I have been a customer of Noble Gold for 7 years, and I've been an advertiser for a total of 8 years, and I've done multiple deals, and I'm happy as happy can be with this organization. You will be too. Protect your nest egg. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll rush you out an immediate information packet. All we need is your email. Additionally, if you want to call them and have a discussion with them directly, 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Well, I think the symbolic and probably literal representation of evil that has consumed our country is contained in Sean Diddy, in the Sean Diddy allies. And their actions speak louder than their words, which aren't many. Many of them have said prior to the election, if Donald Trump wins, I'm leaving the country. Coincidentally, this was right after Sean Diddy got arrested. Now he's cooperating with the authorities. They're not bringing him to trial until May. They have 5 months, almost 6 months, to get this in order. Who is Diddy giving up in exchange for a lighter sentence? Good question, isn't it? Well, I think actions speak louder than words. Ellen had Diddy on his show, Sean Diddy Combs, on his show, on her show, multiple times where they discussed the parties with outrageous behaviors that could not even be discussed. And where is Ellen today? Well, she's done a complete makeover, changed her hair color, changed her hairstyle, and is almost unrecognizable. But she has been recognized. She's moved to the UK. Could be a coincidence. Then there's Oprah. Oprah has been involved with Sean Diddy multiple times, pictured at the freak-offs, the white parties, as they sometimes call them. And she's involved. And remember, she's the one that has this school in South Africa where the girls keep disappearing. Now, she did go there, and to her credit, she fired everybody. But the clouds remain. The clouds remain. And her relationship with Diddy, and actually Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, me too, Harvey Weinstein. That's been pretty well documented too. Then there's Ashton Kutcher. Oh my goodness. He's moved to Italy. Fact, he's been on late night TV talking about Diddy's parties, and he said, nope, can't tell you that. Can't talk about this. Literally, that's a good imitation of what I've seen. And he has head for the hills, and rumors are his marriage is not on the soundest of grounds, given the Diddy freak-offs. And I could keep going because there are multiple celebrities who have left the country. As we like to say in Elvis talk, they have left the building. Why? Are they trying to be outside the jurisdictional reach of a case like this? I think they need to find a country that has a non-extradition agreement, if that is their goal. But this is really bizarre. This is permeating the upper edges of Hollywood. DiCaprio, good old Leo. What's Leo up to? I don't know. Leo has left the building. He too has left the United States. And he goes back to Diddy's early party days. He's seen this since the inception. And on another note, isn't it interesting where there are now three instances of people that were going to write books about how they were victimized? They all ended up dead. In fact, actually, there's a growing number of bodies. That kind of reminds me of the aftermath of the JFK assassination. The Diddy situation, as I've said, is clearly a CIA, we gotcha, you'll do what we tell you, you'll promote using your platforms the things we tell you to say. It's clearly a CIA psyop. How far does it go? Is it true that the Epstein connection is the political aspect of the same behaviors that the Diddy is for Hollywood? How much more is there to be uncovered? I think a lot. And when we talk about the nation's need for revival, I think the case is omnipresent. I encourage everyone, repent of your sins. Do a turnaround. No Jesus. We don't. We're going to go the way of Babylon when we could be Nineveh. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check out our newsletter, once a day delivery to your email box. All we need is your email. We'll send it out to you once a day. It's a compilation of everything we do that day. TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you go. The upper right-hand corner and click on the link for the newsletter. We'll send it out to you. Promise we do not sell data. Do not. I'm not YouTube. I'm not Facebook. We will never do that on the Common Sense Show. We should be paid for the use of our data. Do you not agree? Anyway, sign up because you'll love the newsletter. If people have a glitch and don't get it, oh boy, do they complain, because it's one-stop shopping. It's convenient. Anyway, we're really glad to be with you, and we have a terrific sponsor. We're brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen from BioTrust. Fantastic product. You know you've heard me say it, by the time you're middle-aged, you've lost half your collagen. That's why you look older, you're wrinkling, your hair's falling out, nails are brittle, your joints are sore, your muscles lose their elasticity. Yeah, that's not good. It's not good. But could you replace it? Well, there's a lot of phonies out there that say we're collagen replacement, but unless the product crosses the blood-brain barrier, it doesn't work. Well, this product combines five types of collagen into one. It does cross that barrier, and it'll restore youthful vitality. It's your own Ponce de Leon fountain of youth. Age-defying benefits, 51% off. They guarantee the results. All you have to lose is your old age. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Well, we have a really interesting dilemma on our hands here, and I think you'll all agree with me that this is a major, major confrontation for all of us to have to deal with in this day and age. What do we do about what Donald Trump is saying about the tariff issues on Mexico, Canada, and China? And Donald Trump wrote on Truth Social. He said on January 20th, that's Inauguration Day, as one of my first of many first executive orders, I will sign all necessary documents to charge Mexico and Canada a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States and its ridiculous open borders. Thank goodness. Now you're saying, well, Dave, that'll cause prices to go up here domestically. Yes, if this continued unabated. Now, I don't think Mexico and Canada are stupid enough to get into a war of attrition. We will wear them down because our economy dwarfs both of those economies by multitudes. They cannot get into, quote, a pissing match with the United States economy and expect to win. This is leverage that Donald Trump is doing. He has no intention of wanting you to have to permanently pay more money. But could anything be worse than what's already happened to us when the commander-in-chief puppet did what the deep state wanted and tried to get rid of as much energy as possible, drive up the cost to unbelievable levels, thus increasing the price of every good that is shipped, which is almost all of them? Could it be any worse than that? Well, no, not nearly. But ultimately, what will happen is these nations are going to have to bend the knee to the United States. And you go, whoa, Dave, you're not messing around here, are you? No, I'm not. No. Mexico depends on us. Canada depends on us. There's a price to be paid if we're carrying your economy. And that means you're going to close your damn borders. You're going to keep your criminal illegals crossing over the border. And I'm talking the prison gangs, the rapists, the murderers. You're going to keep them the hell out, or you're going to suffer economically. We'll wear you down. How far do you think these economies could fall until the people rise up against these leaders? They know that. Why do you think Trudeau went to Mar-a-Lago? He went there to beg for mercy. And Trump is saying, close your damn borders. By the way, one of the biggest Chinese influxes into our country, and we know they're military. You can see it. No women, no children, all military age. They stand at parade at rest when they give papers. Papers? Illegal aliens have papers they give to the Border Patrol. We got videos of it. We've shown you on the commonsenseshow.com. That's why you need to be a subscriber to our newsletter. Just go there and sign up, and we'll send it to you. I need your email because we have shown this clearly. I think this is a great move. But of course, what's the left to it? Yeah, it's a national tax on everybody. Well, what the hell do you think you did with energy? So who are these people to talk? And Trump is doing it so they stop the influx and we can start to get back into control of our country, control of our borders, cut off the fentanyl, limit the child sex trafficking as best we can. I can't tell you how good this move is. Okay, now China's also going to get hit by tariffs. We don't want to see your damn soldiers coming into our country. And the Chinese that are at Camp Pendleton, where our soldiers are forcibly being made to train them, goodbye. Trump needs to take a detail to Camp Pendleton and oversee the deportation of these people. In a statement, by the way, the Chinese are pissed. In a statement, Chinese embassy spokesperson Li Pengji said that China has been communicating with the U.S. about counter-narcotics efforts. Almost said a bad thing here. That's a lie. Their fentanyl is what the Sinaloas use to traffic that's killing 100,000 Americans a year. That's an absolute lie. I don't want to hear, hey, we're working. We're going to, hey, someday maybe I don't want to hear that. Put the clamps on them right now and force them to act. This isn't a negotiation. This is a demand. And I think that we need to make this clear. We're not asking these countries to do their job on the borders. We're not asking China, please stop sending the fentanyl. You want to keep doing this crap to our people? There's a real price to be paid in your country economically. Thank God for Donald Trump. And I'm being very serious about that. Thank goodness for Donald Trump. Is he going to be perfect and I'm going to agree with everything he's going to do? No. I'm really worried about his chief of staff, and I've said that many times. Owning a lobbying company that works for Big Pharma, that's a problem. But when we consider, okay, what we have in totality, the strength of character of Donald Trump in totality, the strength of many of the people he's putting in. I mean, Elon Musk, he's a superstar in my book. He wants America to be solid. Kash Patel, kick ass on the FBI. My God knows they need it. How many doors did they kick in of school board protesters that didn't want their kids taught to be racist? Yeah. Thank goodness for Donald Trump. And think what we could have had if we'd have had the beast, the alcoholic Kamala Harris, the cackling hen with no morals, no scruples, no policies, an empty suit puppet for the deep state. Imagine what we'd be getting with her. Do you understand that the Lord, and I mean this is divinely inspired, he spared Donald Trump's life in July in Butler. He spared him for this moment. We have a chance to take our country back. Donald Trump promises we got the foothold. Here we go. Let me tell you what's going to push us over the finish line. Repentance and the revival. That's what'll push us over the finish line. And in his first term, I never heard Donald Trump talk about God the way he does now. God bless Donald Trump. He doesn't have to do this for us. He's a billionaire who could golf every day of his life with famous people, travel anywhere he wants. He knows everybody. He doesn't need to risk his life. Now, is there any ego involved? Yeah, some people think he wants to be the second George Washington. I've said that. Okay, if that's what it takes to get our country back, God bless him. And if he rescues us from the deep state that has taken over this country with its satanic Bolshevik communist ways, then he deserves that comparison. He could very well go down as the greatest president in American history. And I want to say this to all of you here in America. Congratulations and God bless you for sticking through the hard times and electing a group of people who are going to give us a chance to get our country back. You're to be congratulated for your wisdom and your perseverance. Thank goodness for Donald Trump, and thank goodness for you. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please sign up for our TV show, The Hips. Yeah, Hiding in Plain Sight. We're going to do an episode tonight. We're going to talk about the possibility of time travel. And it's just the first of many entries I'm going to make into this. My hobby is quantum physics. Okay. I say, Dave, you taught stat psychology, you've been a therapist, and you coached college basketball. Yeah, I did that. That's right. I've had a blessed life. I truly have. I've had a, it's, I have done what I've done because God's put me in this position. But, I have my hobbies. Quantum physics is one of my hobbies, and it has been for 30 years. And probably if I was starting my personal career over again, I'd probably become a quantum physics professor and done the research. I would have loved that. Kind of, I wouldn't trade what I've done. And I hope you all feel the same way about your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a real chance here in America to have fun, to feel good about America again. And I would say, make America fun again. Make it fun for our kids. Make it fun for us. But we got to roll up our sleeves and do the work. But anyway, you will enjoy the commonsenseshow.tv. We got the hiding in plain sight stuff. We've got the geopolitics. We got expert guests. We got five coming on in the next 2 weeks that we've already booked. And wow, we've got some high-level people. You're going to be shocked. And oh, by the way, some of the things I mentioned in this report, I'm interviewing Sarah, Sarah Westall, my good friend. I call her my little sister. Okay. She's an intellectual giant. And she has great delivery and she is fearless. Oh man, she's fearless. She'd been a good MMA fighter. But anyway, Sarah and I are going to have an interview that is going to come out on Thursday. And it's over a lot of these things here. And we're going to actually debate some of these things and have a friendly debate. And we are brought to you by a great product. It's a household product. And to me, this is really a simple deal. Do you want to look good on the inside and the outside? Do you want to feel good on the inside? Well, according to Dr. Stephen Gundry, olive oil is the way to go. It truly is. And it's one of the best things that you can do for yourself. And it's the trendy superfood, as it should be. However, according to Dr. Gundry, and he's a famous surgeon, nutrition expert, health advocate, you get as much high quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, but not all olive oil is created equal. It's not. And so even though the weakest olive oil can give you some benefit, wouldn't you want to get the best, looking your best, feeling your best? Well, this is where Dr. Gundry comes in. He has done something I just so have so much respect for. He has made a video and he decided to take a stand and show what are the good olive oils, which are the ones to avoid, because some of the corporates are cutting corners and cutting quality. And he said, I got to do something about this. And you can watch this video right now for free. Go to Get Olive One. That's the number one. GetOliveOne.com/Dave. That's GetOliveOne.com/Dave. And also, if you're watching this on social media, all you got to do is click the link in the description box, take you right to it. What a great deal. I mean, I love Dr. Gundry. He does so much good for people. Speaking of another doctor that does so much good for people, I've had the pleasure and the honor, distinct honor, to have interviewed Dr. Anna Mihacuk. She is fantastic. And we were talking very early on in our professional relationship about how the vaccine actually did its damage. And she breaks it down to the cellular level. This person is no joke. She is so intelligent, so educated, so down to earth, and she makes the complex seem simple. And she just did something here that I'm shaking my head that this is happening. But because Dr. Anna said it, I got to tell you, I know she's correct. I know she's correct. And she has written an article and she has hit the jackpot. Wow. She's concerned about the future of the human species. Are we going to survive? And she knows that there are evil, demonic entities trying to plan our demise. And ultimately, as I've said many times, this is a spiritual war, and Dr. Anna and I are very, very much on the same page with that. By the way, do you know she's MD and PhD? How do you like them apples, huh? That's pretty cool, isn't it? Well, anyway, Dr. Anna, she wrote an article, and it says, "Who needs Jesus when you have AI? A Swiss church tested AI Jesus. And a Bavarian church has chat GPT sermons. Digital human social engineering has no boundaries." Oh my gosh, Dr. Anna is so right. She wrote this quote in here as a subtitle: "Prepare for the one world order AI Luciferian religion. The Pope is set to give the Catholic Church its first millennial and digital saint." No, thank you. Let me say this: I'm not Catholic, and some of the practices of the Catholics are foreign to me, but we have this in common. There's the God, the Most High God, the God. There is his son, Jesus, born to the Virgin Mary, who came here to die for our sins because we're born into original sin. We are in complete harmony with that. So, to my Catholic friends, no, I'm not disparaging religion with the few differences that exist between us. And I can't see how you could support the Pope doing this, and I know that you don't. I know that you don't. And we need to collectively stand together against this and says, we will not submit to this. In the article Dr. Anna wrote, she said, "Will artificial intelligence transform religion?" And she goes on and gives her perspective. I want to just give you mine and cut right to the chase. No, bended knee, pray to the Lord for guidance that you will not be deceived, that you will not be led down the wrong path, and that you'll stay true to the word of the Most High God, the Bible, not the AI created Bible that they've now produced in the World Economic Forum. Oh, yeah. Noel Harari, right? You know about him? Okay, you know that he did this. Okay, this ChatGPT and the OpenAI is perverting our religion. It's blasphemy. These people are going to burn in hell unless they change and repent. Don't get drawn into this. And I'm telling you what, I have a feeling they're going to put it on our social media, like Alexa and stuff like that. If they do that, break Alexa into 1,000 pieces. Seriously, it's not worth your soul. I'm warning you, this is coming. This is part of the great deception. Don't be drawn into it. There is one God. There's his son Jesus who died for you, and anything coming to AI is blasphemy. It's deceitful. I don't care how good they try to make it sound. Oh, you'll own the world. Just believe what we tell you. Don't fall for this, please. I just thought you should be warned from one Christian to another. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure that you're a member of the commonsenseshow.tv and our newsletter. And we do too. Go to the commonsenseshow.tv, sign up for great, 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 great programming. It really is. I'm so proud of HIPS, Hiding in Plain Sight, Mysteries of the World, and our geopolitics with our expert guests. Oh, and we're lining up some super guests that are coming forward. You're going to say, holy cow, Dave, you've been busy. Just wait for the next 2 weeks. We got five lined up that you're going to say, holy crap. commonsenseshow.tv. And our newsletter, go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the link in the upper right-hand corner, and you'll get a daily summary of what we do. People love it. Thanks for joining us. God bless all of you, and I mean that in the literal sense. Don't be deceived. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Please share far and wide. We have a story interesting to, I think, everybody, because we are being ripped off by the post office. Yeah, that's right. The American taxpayer is suffering horribly under this. Judicial Watch has really taken an in-depth analysis and look at the post office. I'm going to report some of their findings, and I'm going to give you some other things ancillary to Judicial Watch analysis to their involvement in the last three elections. Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. And I'm going to ask you to share this far and wide. So you have a police officer that needs to meet his quota, unofficial quota, of course. Walking up to your car, you know you've done nothing wrong, and you say, "Officer, did I do anything wrong?" "I'll tell you about it later." Now, fortunately, most cops are very polite, professional. For the few that aren't, then they start making up stuff. Well, your only protection is to record what they're doing. The same thing with someone who would sideswipe you in a lane and come into your lane, and it was your fault. You moved over into me. And it's your word versus theirs. And they have a car full of witnesses to testify against you. So what you say is, I don't think so, because I have video, officer, of my actions and your actions. And it's kind of interesting. And then you have video of someone who sideswiped you. No, the evidence clearly shows I was in my lane and you weren't. You can show it to the cop when they come to the scene. Car Vision X can save you a lot of heartache and a lot of misery with their dash cam. 4K, motion sensor, night vision activated. It's a terrific product, 60-day money back guarantee. Great Black Friday sale right now. Go to carvisionx.com. That's carvisionx.com. Well, let me highlight a few of the things from the, well, shall we say, the post office debacle. This is absolutely amazing. 2 years after the taxpayers' $107 billion bailout, the U.S. Postal Service reports another 9.5 billion loss. Oh, this is going to boil your blood. This is your money. They lost that money in 1 year, 2024, and that ended in September, their fiscal year. The loss marks a substantial increase in $3 billion over the previous year when the agency reported another $6.5 billion deficit. Unbelievable. Congress has long provided the troubled USPS with a clean slate, with the bailout of $107 billion. Are you kidding me? Now, laughably, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, ain't no joy there, claims that the transformation and modernization of the plan issued in 2021 made significant progress toward the implementation that assures an initiative is driving USPS forward to financial stability. What a bunch of double talk. The numbers say something else, DeJoy. This is absolutely amazing now. Now, this gets really bad. This gets really bad. The panel that studied this describes DeJoy as an accomplished business executive with more than 35 years experience who transformed a small family-owned transportation company into a nationwide, highly engineered, technology-driven logistics solutions. Right. $9.5 billion, people. Come on, you're going to believe this crap? So you've got the blind investigating the blind. USPS has performed horribly under this man's leadership. Horribly. He describes the process as a witch hunt, that they really haven't lost that much money, but they have. They have lost a lot of money. Now, the nation's postal service has also been caught conducting surveillance operations unrelated to its official duties. So, in the summer of 2021, Judicial Watch sued USPS for information about a secret program that tracks and collects Americans' social media posts. What? Is this the Garland DOJ? No, it's the post office. But they're tracking our social posts. And in particular, they're after the MAGA. This is unbelievable. They've also admitted under investigation that they have used sophisticated hacking devices that can breach cell phones to spy on Americans. The hacking tools known as Cellebrite and GrayKey have been used by the agency to extract previously unobtainable information from seized mobile devices. Judicial Watch has filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the USPS on more information here. Now, this gets worse. Now, let me move away from the Judicial Watch investigation. And Mr. Tom Fitton, great report. I just am hoping you'll expand your parameters with these people because they're involved in election fraud. They're already stonewalling and refusing to turn over evidence in a Pennsylvania state case involving the 2022 midterm and also the 2022. They used 9 trucks to move in illegal ballots. Now, because the GOP knew this, they intercepted trucks this year in this election to bring in illegal votes. So let's see. They spy on you. They hack your cell phone illegally without a search warrant. They're incompetent. They're giving extraordinary bonuses illegal. They have extraordinary illegal high salaries for the leadership. And they're engaged in election engineering and fraud. Can I ask a question? Why is this ass clown still having his job? Why is he not being prosecuted for violation of election laws? It looks like embezzlement to me, constitutional violations, malfeasance of office with regard to the budget. That's your post office, ladies and gentlemen. It's a mafioso organization run by criminals. Not to condemn the people that do the work, the daily work. It's not to condemn that at all. I'm talking leadership that should be going to jail. This is the Biden administration. This is who they are as they prepare to take the world into a nuclear war. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We have our HIP series, Hiding in Plain Sight, the investigation into the things that are fun and interesting, and sometimes really important. Then we have our geopolitical, our interviews with expert witnesses. Thank you so much. Join us. You'll enjoy it. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. We have a real interesting situation here. Trump is going through his cabinet appointments, and I'm concerned, and I have a right to be concerned. I'm concerned about Pam Bondi. I checked into her. She's a red flag gal. That needs to go away. When someone's guns are taken away, it needs to be adjudicated, not the opinion of a cop. And I'm talking about permanent disposition. That can't be law enforcement guided. I understand law enforcement may have to take steps initially on the scene to bring safety to the situation. I completely support that. But I do not support law enforcement making a final decision. And Pam Bondi does. It's a problem. We're going to get into that right here because there's more coming out of Massachusetts, concerns I have what Donald Trump's going to do with this. And I'm going to have a suggestion for you at the end. We are brought to you by CarVision X. Best defense you have against a ticket, against police abuse, against vandals, against people who would get into an accident with you and lie about it, it's to have a dash cam. And theirs is 4K night vision, motion sensored operated. They're giving you 60-day money back guarantee, 50% off on this Black Friday sale. Protect yourself like I'm protecting myself. Go to carvisionx.com. The link, if you're watching in social media, is in the description box. My. Let's go to the state of the crazy state, the lunatic state of Massachusetts. You know, when I was a little kid, I loved the Boston Celtics. I just never knew how perverted the state and city were. When I was a student, I so respected the people from Boston for their role in the war for independence. My goodness gracious, people, what a lunatic state and city this is. Of course, you know, they got Pocahontas as the center. What do you expect? But anyway, gun rights advocates, you need to pay attention to this. Massachusetts Governor Maura, is that Moron or Maura? Maura Healey is using her executive authority to declare law an emergency to stop gun violence. Reports indicate that a campaign started by a Cape Cod gun store owner to collect signatures from registered voters to shelve Healey's gun control laws. It's unbelievable. Toby Leary, who is the person I just mentioned, said that the governor is literally interfering in the democratic process that is unfolding a constitutional process. It's a constitutional crisis. Massachusetts lunatics. Total flipping lunatics. You got to be ashamed of yourself if you're letting this crap go on. Now, I'm on a roundtable with John Moore every Tuesday. We have a caller that calls in from Massachusetts often. There's good people there, but he's a rarity. Lunatics, lunatics, lunatics. Do you know why we have a Second Amendment? We have a Second Amendment not necessarily to protect ourselves from the Russians or the Chinese, although they could be. We have a Second Amendment to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government. And Thomas Jefferson and the other founding fathers were absolutely explicit about this. You know what the price of giving up your gun is? It's called genocide. University of Hawaii, democide project, decades-long project of research. What causes more death to citizens in a country? Is it war or is it its government? Well, in the case of the 20th century, 16 genocides, all preceded by gun confiscation. The answer is no. I have a solution for this. And by the way, Pam Bondi, we need to watch her like a hawk. Know, she's a red flag girl. Don't give up your guns for any reason. I repeat, do not give up your guns for any reason. Well, you just may as well say, hey, come and take me. I'm here for the taking. Again, refuse all gun confiscation, gun limitations, except people who are criminals. Isn't it interesting? We allow the TDA from Venezuela to come in, we as a country, and they're breaking into apartments and stealing the apartments and running a protection racket, trafficking racket, gun de drug dealing. And they're fully armed. We have pictures. I have it yesterday on a thumbnail on something that's up on the commonsenseshow.com. They're fully armed. But no one's doing anything about them. They're only concerned about the average American having a gun. And I should tell you something. What they have planned for you is not good. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Where we do have our geopolitical stuff, but also we got something else. You go, what is that, Dave? Well, that something else is awesome. We're kind of taking a trip down memory lane. I mean, what I'm really interested in kind of stems from the old Art Bell show, and we're doing shows that are interesting, informative, hidden history kind of stuff. People like it. It's called HIPS, Hiding in Plain Sight, along with our geopolitical. Check it out. Do you think headed into the cold and flu season and possibly worse, read between the lines, Bill Gates, do you think your immune system needs a boost? Do you think it can help you? Well, of course it could. Well, we've got the ultimate immune system booster, and I had to find out the hard way. A friend of mine told me about this product way before I got sick and said, Dave, you got to think about using this. I thought, okay, I hear these things all the time and I let it go. And then I got desperate when I had pneumonia. I got through that with steroids and antibiotics, but accompanying it was RSV and strep lung linings that I had a negative prognosis from the specialist. And he said, Dave, this is probably not coming back. That's bad health implications for you. Well, I went back to my friend and he said, yeah, let's get you on this. It's natural. It's not a medicine. It doesn't cure anything, but it does boost your immune system because it does these things to your immune system. Increases the telomeres, which is linked to longevity. Boosts vitamin C, helps your body produce it. It regulates the vitamin D receptors. All these things add up to a supercharged immune system. And to me, this is the biggest breakthrough in natural health care history. And so I took this product and I was in really bad shape. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. 2 weeks later, I was somewhat functional. I was starting to go back to the gym and do very light things. A month later, 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later, the progress continued. Today, I'm doing things I have never done in 25 years. And I owe it to this product right here and my friend Scotty Sachs, who insisted that I take this. And you can take as much as you want of it because it's completely natural. Standard maintenance dose to help your immune system maintain its vitality is five sprays once a day, but you could do that every hour and you won't have any ill side effects. And that's what I did to get through what I had to get through. Now, how do you find out more? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. The Biden crime family is on full display with a stunning announcement. And that announcement came as Joe Biden announced a pardon for all crimes and convictions committed by his son, Hunter Biden. And what I don't know is this a blanket immunity for crimes not yet prosecuted? I suspect it is, but I have not been able to determine that. But for the criminal convictions that already exist, from which he was already facing sentencing, he's walking. He's walking. And I want to just show you the criminal behaviors of Joe Biden on full display. We're going to display this statement from just this past summer by President Joe Biden regarding the crimes committed and the consequences facing his son Hunter.
Earlier this summer, the president said this about the idea of a pardon.
I abide by the jury decision, and I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
That was an election ploy. Of course, we believe in the rule of law. This is why we've launched Lawfare against Donald Trump. We kick in the doors and point guns at school board protesters. I could go on and on, but you know the history here. We persecute Christians for praying in front of abortion clinics. We throw people who question the validity of elections. We put them in prison for long periods of time, like, you know who? My friend Tina. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Biden. This man is a liar. He is a criminal. And before you say we should feel sorry for him because he has dementia, cognitively impaired, doesn't know where he is, he has poopy pants. Before we come up with all these excuses, this man is a hardcore criminal. Yesterday, James Comer, who went after the Biden crime family, and it stalled out because, well, let's put it this way, House leadership didn't support him. In other words, if we shine the light on Hunter and Joe and the rest of the Biden crime family, the attention might come to us, and we do insider trading, which we've made legal. And if people really realized how criminal we are, they might be pissed off. So they had to kill this. Donald Trump is coming in with a vengeance. This man has nothing to lose. What you're looking at here and what you just heard here were the words of an organized crime figure. This is racketeering, RICO violations. This is treason. And honestly, what he's done with China, this man using his family, enriching his family, but he benefits the most as the big guy. Remember that use of the term, right? This man belongs in prison for the rest of his life. I don't care if they do house arrest. We need to do something that at least symbolically says we stand for the rule of law and we're going after you. And this can't be argued to be part of his presidential duties that the Supreme Court says presidents have immunity for. This was treason. This was cozying up to the enemy. This was pay for play. You're saying, my gosh, Dave, you're right. I know I am right. And all the people that are outraged today are correct too. Hunter Biden is a lowlife, drug addict, sex pervert. Joe Biden is a sex pervert. Oh, excuse me. And by the way, James O'Keefe, you have my utmost respect. Project Veritas was given a diary, and you can't unsee it once you've seen it, in which the diary from the president's daughter said he took inappropriate showers with me. Then later, the court, when they were prosecuting the person who stole the president's daughter's diary, said, "Are these accurate depictions here in the diary?" "Yes, they are," she said, implicating this man for the sex pervert that he is, no different than Hunter. This is an organized crime family that has been in charge of our country. And I'm not saying they make the decisions. We know he's a rubber stamp. But it shows you the kind of people that the deep state recruits because they can control them. They enrich them, and then they blackmail them to control them. It's no different than Sean Diddy in Hollywood or Epstein and the politicians. It's one big criminal enterprise. And the sooner we realize it, the sooner that you're going to realize that, one, we need to have a spiritual reawakening and straighten out the morals in this country. And that's if we're going to survive. And number two, you got to get involved in a grassroots organization or organizations because President Trump needs our help and support. If the country wants the Biden crime family, and I'm saying this, okay, Hunter may be exonerated. We may not be able to prosecute Joe Biden. We sure as hell can go after all the rest of his family members. And that includes Jill, because you know damn good and well she knew what was going on. I don't believe that she did not know because she was changing his poopy pants. She knows where all the bodies are buried. It's time to go after them all and put them all in prison for what they've done. And I will tell you this, once you start unraveling the path that Comer was going down, do you think that Biden's family was the only one involved in being bribed from China? Hell, we got a governor in Arizona. We got a secretary in state in Arizona that cozy up to the cartel, controlled by China. You think this is isolated? This sickness permeates our government, and we need to take action against it. This is not the end, Joe Biden. As people like myself begin to talk about who you are, what you are, what you represent, and who you represent, justice is coming. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check out our TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Oh, we're preparing a really good HIPS venture on the Star Children. And we're also starting to look at things like time travel, scientific analysis only. None of this hocus pocus nonsense, but we're going to try to take a scientific look at those two topics and more. Hiding in Plain Sight, new series on thecommonsenseshow.tv. The only place you can see it is right there. It's commercial free. And also, this is interesting, we still do the geopolitics with our expert guests. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.